As a horrified world watches events unfold in Japan's fight to contain damage to their nuclear power plants in the earthquake-ravaged country, people at home in Alaska are wondering just how much or how little the disaster will affect us and how much we can do to help. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
The news since Friday just keeps getting worse. Now three nuclear reactors are reeling from the effects of the earthquake, with reports of radioactive leaks that are forcing Japanese in the area to stay indoors. Alaskans who may be eager to help Japanese affected by the earthquake and tsunami can do something at home, according to Katie Bender with the American Red Cross in Anchorage. Bender says an initial donation has been sent by the national organization.
As of this morning, the American Red Cross has made an initial contribution of $10 million to the Japanese Red Cross to assist in ongoing efforts to provide medical care and relief assistance to the people of Japan.
An international network of Red Cross organizations joins to provide assistance fast where it is needed. Bender says the Japanese organization has not formally requested help so far.
The Japanese Red Cross has not requested any human resources or individuals from the American Red Cross. They are still working with their highly experienced volunteers, and they have over 100 medical teams that are on the ground currently assessing the need and determining what will need to be done in the next few days, weeks, months.
Alaska and Japan have close ties, both economic and historic. Alaska's Attu Island on the tip of the Aleutian Chain is pretty close to Japan, only 750 miles from the country's northernmost border. Attu is also the scene of vicious fighting between American and Japanese forces during World War II. Now a peace monument placed there by the Japanese sits atop a mountain commemorating the soldiers who died there. In Anchorage, Japanese consul Mr. Hideo Fujita says requests from Japanese in Alaska attempting to contact relatives in the stricken area are coming in, but it is difficult to find out if a specific person is safe or not.
The consular office of Japan in Anchorage is working diligently to help obtain information on the status of U.S. citizens who were in Japan at the time of the earthquake.
The Red Cross reminds Alaskans who are anxious to help that supporting disaster relief on a local level allows each individual community to become prepared in advance of any natural disaster.
And on a personal level, we also ask folks to consider where they are in their disaster preparedness, hoping that everyone has a plan for their own families and an emergency kit available, that we all know that an earthquake could strike Alaska anytime as well. So we all need to be prepared as well.
Katie Bender says information regarding donations and the earthquake can be found at alaska.redcross.org. I'm Ellen Lockyer.